Surat Al-Hijr. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Ra. These are the verses of the Divine Merciful. The day will come when the unbelievers will wish that they were Muslims. Leave them alone to eat and enjoy themselves and be deluded by false hopes, for soon they will find out the truth. Never did we destroy a town whose term of life was not ordained beforehand. No people can forestall their doom, nor can they postpone it. They say, O you to whom the reminder is being revealed, you are surely insane. Why don't you bring us the angels if you are of the truthful ones? O Muhammad, tell them, we do not send down the angels except for just cause, and when they come, people are not given respite. Surely we have revealed this reminder, and we will surely preserve it ourselves. Certainly we sent Rasuls before you among the early nations, but whenever a Rasul came to them, they mocked him. Thus do we let doubt creep into the hearts of the criminals, that they do not believe in it, despite the examples of the people who passed before them. Even if we had opened a gate in heaven, and they do not enter through it and keep on ascending, still they would have said, our eyes have been dazzled, rather we have been bewitched. It is we who have decked the heavens with constellations and made them fair-seeming for the beholders, and we have guarded them from every accursed shaitan. Any shaitan that steals a hearing, there follows him a fiery comet. We have spread out the earth and set mountains upon it and caused to grow every suitable thing therein. And we provided therein means of sustenance for you and many other creatures to whom you do not provide. There is nothing which is not in our inexhaustible treasure and sent down in appropriate measure. We send the fertilizing winds and send down water from the sky for you to drink. It is not you who hold the storage of this wealth. Certainly it is we who give life and cause to die, and we are the inheritors of all. Certainly we have full knowledge of those who have gone before you, and certainly we know those who will come later. Surely your Rabb will gather them together. Surely he is wise, knowledgeable. We created man from sounding clay, black mud molded into shape, while before him we had created jinn from smokeless fire. Remember when your Rabb said to the angels, I am about to create a man from sounding clay, black mud molded into shape. When I complete his molding and breathe into him of my spirit, kneel down and prostrate before him. Accordingly, the angels prostrated all together, except Iblis. He refused to join those who prostrated. Allah asked, O Iblis, what is the matter with you that you did not join those who prostrated? He replied, It does not behoove me to prostrate myself to this man whom you have created from sounding clay, black mud molded into shape. Allah said, Get out of here. You are accursed. The fool will remain on you till the day of judgment. At this, Iblis requested, Rabb, give me respite till the day of resurrection. Allah said, All right, you are given respite till the day of appointed time. Iblis said, Rabb, since you let me go astray, I will make evil fair-seeming to them on earth, and I will seduce them all, except those of them who are your sincere devotees. Allah said, This course of action is all right with me. You not have any authority over my devotees except those misguided ones who follow you. They will be all destined for hell, which has seven gates. Each gate will be assigned to a separate group from among them. The righteous will be in the midst of the gardens and fountains of paradise, and it will be said to them, Enter to these in peace and security. We shall remove all hatred from your hearts. They become like brothers and sit on couches face to face. No fatigue will touch them in there, nor from your heart will be asked to leave. O Prophet, tell my devotees that I am indeed the forgiving, the merciful, but at the same time, my punishment is also the most painful punishment. Tell them about the guest of Ibrahim. At the same time, he entered upon them and said, Peace be upon you. But he replied, Surely we are afraid of you. They answered, Do not be afraid of us. We come to you with good news of a son endowed with knowledge. He said, Are you giving me the good news of a son when I have become old? What kind of good news are you giving? They replied, We are giving you true good news. You should not be of those who despair. He said, Who would despair of the mercy of his Rabb except one who goes astray? With the exception of Lut's family, we will certainly rescue them all, except his wife, who Allah says has been destined to remain with those who will stay behind. So when the emissaries came to the family of Lut, he said, "You appear to be strangers." They said, "We have come to you with that concerning which these people had doubts. We have come to you with the truth of Allah's decree, and we are telling you the truth. You should therefore depart with your family during the last hours of the night, and you yourself should follow them at their rear. Let no one of you look back. Keep on going where you are commanded to go." Informed him about this decree of ours, that the roots of the sinners of his city would be cut off by the morning. The people of the town came rejoicing to the house of Lut when they heard the news of those two young male visitors. Lut said, "They are my guests, so do not disgrace me. Have fear of Allah and do not put me to shame." They said, "We have not forbidden you to plead for the rest of the world." He said, "Here are my daughters, if you must. We have not forbidden you to plead for the rest of the world." He said, "Here are my daughters, if you must act. By your life, O Prophet Muhammad," they were madly thundering in their intoxication of lust. A mighty blast overtook them at sunrise. "Thus we turned the town upside down and rained down on them brimstones of baked clay." Surely there are major lessons in this for those who investigate. And this smitten town still lies right on the permanent highway on which the unbelievers travel during their business trips. Indeed, there is a sign in this for true believers. The people of Al-Aika were also wrongdoers, so we inflicted retribution on them. The ruined towns of these two nations are lying on an open road. The people of Hijr also denied their Rasul. We gave our clear signs, but they ignored them. They hewed their homes into the mountains for safety, but the mighty blast seized them one morning, and all their labor of building their homes through carving the rocks did not avail them. "We have not created the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them, but to manifest the truth. The hour of doom is sure to come, so overlook their misbehavior in a gracious manner. Surely your Rabb is the all-knowing Creator." We have given you the seven verses that are worthy of recitation over and over again, and the glorious Quran. Do not look at the worldly wealth which we have given to different people among them, nor grieve at their condition. Leave them alone, attend to the believers in kindness, and tell the unbelievers, "Surely I am only a plain warner." This warning is like the warning which was sent down to the schematics. The one who divided their Quran into separate parts, believing in some and denying others. So, Rabb, we question them all about their doings. Therefore, proclaim publicly what you are commanded and turn away from the mushrikeen. Surely, we ourselves will suffice you against the scoffers. Those who place other deities alongside Allah will soon come to know their folly. We know that your heart is distressed by what they say against you. The cure of your heart's distress is that you should celebrate the praise of your Rabb and be of those who prostrate themselves before him and worship your Rabb until there comes to you which is certain. Surat An-Nahl. In the name of Allah,